Hey there, welcome back to the Industrial Talk Podcast. I'm so glad that you are here. Thank you very much for joining. Now, we're going to be continuing our conversation, and that's content creation. The last episode, we just talked about the macro. We talked about the micro. We talked a little bit about the ultra micro, and we're going to go in some greater detail associated with that. But once again, I'm going to reiterate, you need to figure out how to get podcasting into your marketing mix, either internally or externally, and you need to stay on top of it. There are solutions out there. It is a valuable platform to fight against that creation, that content numbness, boredom, and you humanize, and everybody wins in all of the interaction that exists between the podcaster and the podcastee, if that's even a word. So the last episode, we really sort of dug deep into that macro side and why you can just repurpose and recreate from your blogs, the reports, the webinars, and slap that human component on it because you got a podcast platform. Now we're talking something different now. We can be able to post, and then you create multiple content from that. So it's a machine. It's a content humanizing machine. Now, if you are out there, we're going to talk a little bit about the flow of this content, the flow of the content. So go out to the video, and then you'll see this wonderful, not very fancy pants slide. So from one podcast, from one podcast, we talked about the partners, the customers, the prospects, and the heroes, and everybody else that's associated with that particular podcast. And then we repurpose, and then we create podcasts from your blogs, repurposing blogs, reports, repurposing reports, and really being able to, and of course, those webinars, we slap that human component associated with it, and now you're generating more content that has greater interest primarily within your market. So we said, okay, from the podcast, we can create a podcast. We can create a video. We can create landing pages. We can create funnels. So all of this stuff has a type of action associated with it, right? You just don't create it. You try to engage individuals from the podcast and call to actions. So you have, once again, you see me out on the video. If you're watching the video, if you're listening to the podcast, that's great. There's a landing page associated with every podcast. There is a call to action on every landing page associated with the podcast. I can download that blog that was created. Everything is right there. You get your targeted an interested audience into doing this stuff. And then the funnels, and you can create those funnels. You can create promos. Hey, I've got a promo here. Nothing stops you. It is an absolute platform to prevent boredom. You can create more blogs. You can transcribe. Your SEO score will just continue to just rise and go up, and that's search engine optimization. And then from there, you can create other snippets, which are going into the micro and ultra micro, right? And then, of course, all of this is wrapped into whatever your marketing and sales strategies, right, that you're trying to create to get your message out and to be that thought leader. I look at it this way. So I do a lot of exercising. I just do. That's my hobby. I do it. I go to the gym quite frequently. And one of the things that I remember, unfortunately, getting into, I got bored. I used to lift a lot of weights, and it's just boredom. Because really, I stick with the classics, the bench and the squats, and it's the same stuff over and over and over again. And then what I found in that unfortunate scenario, you don't push yourself as hard. You don't achieve what you want to try to achieve because you're just downright bored. And so what we're trying to do here with this particular platform is something like cross training, right? All of a sudden, I realized, man, I need to cross train. I need to do something other than that has great benefits, but just something different. And so, I'll do yoga, if you can believe that. Big old 225-pound guy that I am, but it works. It changes the way you look at exercise. And then all of a sudden, the traditional form of weightlifting is not as boring as it used to be. See what I'm getting at? So this is sort of the CrossFit type of content creation. You're creating so many different pieces of content that fights against that boredom. That's what this is, this platform about. Once again, bring it in the house. I don't care. I'll show you how to do it. All of that. You just have to be committed at creating the content on a consistent basis. There's our tools, techniques out there that make it easier to be able to crank this stuff out. But the reality is now you don't have to fight or figure out, well, what type of content am I going to try to create? You have it here. It's a content creating machine. Does that make sense? I mean, that's what we're all about. So, again, you got the flow. You can create so many pieces of content out of one podcast. You can repurpose products that you put a lot of time, energy, and effort, repurpose it. Bring it on out. Put it on a podcast. Continue to build that audience listenership. You know, when you go to conferences, boom. You go to conferences, say, hey, we got a podcast. Come on the podcast. Hey, do you have a report? It changes the conversation dramatically. It's undeniable. And once again, you said, I can't do this. You can. Because I have a podcast that said exactly the same thing. If I can do it, you can do it. And if you don't want to do it, I can definitely help you get to the point where you can do it. So once again, that's content flow. We're going to start going into the breakdown into the micro and ultra micro, right? Just sort of greasing the skids a little bit there. The micro is how you take that one content and slice it up into other little components that you can promote that, hey, somebody had a great quote, boom, it's out there on a meme, whatever it might be. There are just, it's unending, and it is designed to create attention because you're a thought leader. Let's be bold, be brave, dare greatly. Let's change the world. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. You guys are wonderful out there, so keep at it. Do not quit. Let's do some podcasting. Talk to you later.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.